Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I thought the staff did a great job. Players didn't flinch, and we just kept playing, you know, one moment after another moment and one play at a time. And I thought the execution was really, really high that last drive in particular. We finished it off in the red zone there and the way that we handled that situational football. So, and then T-Bass coming out there to put it away was great.
Sean McDermott, Bills 3-1, tied with Miami, atop the AFC East. Best point differential in the league, still the Super Bowl favorite, all that good stuff. Is it a little fragile in the skill position area? That's what we're talking about. Down Crowder, maybe down McKenzie, maybe Davis isn't right. We all kind of hope so, I think, at this point, with what's happened the last 2 weeks. Cook doesn't matter yet. So your offense is Diggs, and then and Knox isn't getting thrown the ball.
Singletary.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure we're all fully confident that Josh Allen can run through teams one after another and make it work. I don't know. Just want to ask if how confident we are, I guess, or how fragile, if that's the right word, things feel, things seem.
I think, that word is an interesting word because it always is. I mean, you've said it already. Like, I'm here like, oh, they're fine. Something happens to Diggs, they're not fine. You know, like Diggs is pretty high up the list of guys that I think are pretty much irreplaceable. They don't have another number one receiver on this team. I mean, how many teams do? I mean, I shouldn't say how many teams do. Quite a few, actually, right? Cincinnati has, you know, guys that you could feel all right about settling into being number one. Miami's got those two guys. Like the Bills, you know, Davis really is a big piece here that needs to break through and get healthy, or get healthy and break through, I think. But, you know, fragile, like, you know, it's not deep, you know. But I think right now the guys they have, assuming Davis gets back to health at some point here, I feel like they'll be all right. You know, if McKenzie misses time, then that's a big shot. And I'm choosing to be optimistic about that, but you know, you don't have to be.
803-0550 to comment. Gina is with us. Hi, Gina.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know I love your show. The word is not fragile, guys. It's fragile. You know, fragile?
Yes.
And I got Achita hearing that we're tied with Miami. That just makes me sick to my stomach because you know I'm a Fossil fan. But anyway, so my point is very brief here. Give Cook a chance, not you guys. If Coach was on the phone right now, I'd say, Coach, let him play. How do you master your craft unless you play? How do you get better unless you play? Maybe the guy's a late bloomer. I would hate to see him go somewhere else and do great, because long ago, that's how it would be. They do crappy with us, and then they go somewhere else, and they rise like a phoenix. So give the guy a chance. I'm Team Cook. I want to see him play. Let him play on Sunday. Not to say that Pittsburgh is going to be a breeze, because the teams that we think are a breeze actually give us a hard time. We can't just snuff these guys off. But let him play. Don't you agree?
I think, in theory, it's of course right. I wasn't putting him on the field in Baltimore in the rain. He comes on the field for one play and drops the ball. I'm losing 20-3. I'm not giving James Cook carries in that game, right? I mean, I'm just, there's no place for it on Sunday, and Miami's kind of the same thing. It's a battle. So you could make the argument as you have, but I'm not sitting here thinking that that was a mistake by the Bills, that he did not play. Tennessee, they ran away with it, and so he did do exactly this against Tennessee. But, you know, you really don't have – it's not a situation here where you can really afford to do that kind of thing. This is not a team that is going to have to make room or want to make room for development. Like, they have to win it. And if you can't catch the ball, you're sitting. Somebody else is going in, no matter when you were drafted. So, yeah, of course, the more you play, you want the guy to be able to settle in, and maybe he feels like he hasn't had a chance to do that yet. That's right.
Yeah, I'd like to see him get a couple snaps in a row, is all I'm saying, right? Like, if he catches that ball and gains 8 yards, does he get to, do they keep feeding him, like, or was he coming off no matter what? Like, I get it. You got to wait in line, and this is a good team, and the game circumstances the last 2 weeks might make you a little more reluctant to be, like, trying somebody out, right? But I think ultimately, you know, yes, you are about winning the Super Bowl, but if you thought you needed this guy to help you at some point, which is why you drafted him, then you do, I think you do have to work at, like, you got to develop him as the year goes on so that maybe by December, January, he's someone that has a role and it is really helping you. And there's no, I mean, the time to do that in the summer is past. And, you know, the reports all were from, like, everyone that he had a great summer. So I'm just ready to see him get, like, you know, get a whole series, I guess, is outside of garbage time. Like, let's see you get a whole series.
You know, it's I think it's worth pointing out that he was never that player in college either. Like, he was never, ever, 4 years at Georgia, they won all the time. He was never somebody who commanded, like, he got work like that. He was all, even in college, second round pick by the, even there, he was, like, not quite what you're talking about, you know, sort of the regular, if I can use that word.
No, well, he was never the number one running back, and I'm not telling you because I want him to get an entire series that he's the number one running back or I'm stumping for that, but one play and done is not a way to develop the guy into something that's going to be useful in December and January.
I just, you know, everybody has their own way of determining, just deciding whether a draft pick is a good pick, whether a player is going to be a good player. You know, the team has theirs. How do most fans do it? You know, you can just be like, I'm a fan. I like it. That's my team. I like it. Or, you know, you might be somebody who goes, digs into the work, right? Goes and watches all their games and comes up with an opinion at work the next day. I think this player is going to be whatever. I have a couple guys that I turn to because I'm not doing that work. Other people are going to do that work for me. And they were not impressed with Cook. Like, so for me, like, that was kind of my where I stood on this guy. Like, did not earn that kind of status at Georgia. Probably overdrafted because the Bills wanted a specific skill in this guy. Like, you know, second round, come on. So what his value is to this team, I guess we'll find out, but it hasn't really been anything yet. And why it's interesting is, for me, is not because, like, in a bad year, you're going, how did I do with my draft, right? If your team is bad, you're obsessing over whether my picks were good so that maybe someday I can be good. This year is not that year. Like, you can still do that, but this year is about winning this year. Pick the guys that you think, yes, long term, of course, they're all young, but that can help you win a Super Bowl. And I think that was how the Bills did it. I mean, the Cook pick kind of just, like, clinches that.
Yeah.
You're drafting a punter in the fourth round. You're drafting Elam, who, like, you've got one position where you need somebody to go right in. And so you're doing that. It's just, like, that sort of agreed with this, I think, how the Bills approached it. You know, they're just not anywhere yet. And they're also 3-1, looking good. And if they're not fragile or fragile, then you got nothing to worry about. And if Cook washes out, okay. Because what were they supposed to do, really? You could. That's not a good question. You can always do something else. You can always get deeper. The wide receiver point, I mean, every year it's... And Shakir was drafted, and maybe he ends up being, you know, important this year.
I think it's trending in that direction. I think last week was a great first step for him, catching those balls like he did, in the spots he did, especially the late one. Cook, they wanted that role for this offense. And one of two things has happened here. Like they definitely wanted that role, and they want it so badly that even though Cook doesn't seem ready in their eyes to do it, and really when he's been given chances, I know he hasn't done anything with them, they're still throwing it like crazy to their running backs, even though right. Cook is not the reason for it. So I just think at some point here, they drafted him for a role, and I think I'm going to want to see them really take it for a ride at some point.
Okay, I promise, I'm just going to say it once, and then, you know, duck or whatever you would do it on Twitter, you just say it, and then ducking, right, slash ducking. The best running back on the team is still Duke Johnson, who happens to be great at this. If you want to have your team be about throwing the ball to running back, you've got a guy who's as good at it as there is, assuming he can still run and do things like he looked like he could in the preseason. He didn't have that particular concern, or I didn't. So if you want to do that, there it is. There's a guy. He's already on your team. I think the Bills were lucky Denver didn't take him today because Denver loses Javonte Williams, and all right, they took Latavius Murray, so you got away with that one. But there might be your answer. That guy might be your answer. Okay, now I'm going to go get some water. 803-0550 to call in. Thank you, Gina. Paul at 6, the Sabres tonight. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.